ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden today praising the bipartisan bill he signed preventing a government shutdown just hours before the money ran out.
Extreme MAGA Republicans tried to walk away from that deal, voting for deep, drastic spending cuts from 30 to 80% that would have been devastating for millions of Americans. They failed again. They failed again, and we stopped them. But I'm under no illusions that they'll be back again.
Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz calling for McCarthy to be ejected from the speaker chair for soliciting Democratic votes to get the funding bill passed. Former President Trump is expected to attend the opening of his civil fraud trial in New York City tomorrow. Trump, his eldest sons, and his family businesses are accused of inflating Trump's net worth by more than $2 billion by overvaluing his real estate portfolio. And former President Jimmy Carter is turning 99 today, Carter the longest living U.S. president. This is ABC News. At least five people killed when a semi-truck carrying ammonia overturned on Route 40 in rural Illinois, releasing a toxic plume of gas. Hundreds of people forced to evacuate their homes for a time. Investigators are on the scene. A New York City prosecutor talking about Target closing more stores in major cities. In a statement, the retail giant citing theft and organized retail crime across the U.S., Bronx DA Darcelle Clark telling WABC-TV that she's still hopeful that state-led efforts to toughen New York's bail laws will result in repeat shoplifters being kept behind bars.
The most important thing is working with law enforcement and knowing that there's a list of priority offenders. They're the same people that are doing it over and over. And we are dealing with them to hold them accountable, to get them services. Some of them may be doing it because they have mental health issues.
New York Magazine reports a Target shutting down one store in Harlem, but opening five new locations in the Bronx and other parts of the city. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new federal jobs program aims to mobilize tens of thousands of young Americans to address the growing threats of climate change. Catherine Carley has more.
The American Climate Corps is modeled after public works programs created during the Great Depression, with a new focus on building green energy and climate resilience. Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts calls it ambitious, just, and pro-union.
The tens of thousands of American Climate Corps members will not just help us save the world from climate threats, they will help us build a world worth saving.
President Biden created the program through an executive order after the effort was thwarted by Republicans in Congress who questioned its cost. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York says the program is an important part of the Green New Deal, a legislative proposal backed by climate activists.
We are starting to turn the green dream into a green reality. You all are changing the world.
Ocasio-Cortez says the American Climate Corps will focus on equity and environmental justice, prioritizing communities that have been disproportionately affected by climate change. Lawmakers credited young environmental activists for pressuring the White House to create the jobs training program. They're now circulating a petition calling on the president to declare climate change a national emergency. And five states have also announced the creation of their own climate corps, bringing the total number of state-level programs to 10. American Climate Corps members can sign up online for paid training opportunities in land and water restoration, energy efficiency technologies, and more. I'm Catherine Carley. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wasota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Thank you, Don Rue. Hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is Friday. Friday, September 22nd, and it's another beautiful day to have you here up north. From wherever you're listening, all across the Civic Media Radio Network or on the Civic Media app, podcast, social media, however you got here, you're in the state of Wisconsin Sense for the next couple of hours. We will unpack the news in just a bit. Here, let's first tell you what's on tap for this Friday morning. We're going to start with impeachment palooza, because Republicans, no longer content with just talking about impeaching a president at the federal level, impeaching a state Supreme Court justice in Madison, now a few legislative Republicans are passing around a note saying, hey, should we impeach Megan Wolf, the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission? And it's not just a little check yes or no note. It's a 23-page resolution chock full of stuff you would find in a cow pasture about 2020. Because some people, including in the Wisconsin legislature, are still working publicly and proudly to undermine American democracy. Back at the federal level, we'll talk to Courier Newsroom national correspondent Kia Vakil. He will summarize a week of congressional extremists who are hell-bent on forcing a government shutdown and the pain that that would bring to American families and the economy. In our second hour, we'll talk to Mark Jacob. Typical episode title would be Beat the Press. Because they don't seem to mind. They'll keep booking the same old people no matter how untrustworthy they are. And Mark's new column for Courier Newsroom is called Here's a New Idea for Political Interviews, Ban the Liars. He makes the case that media sites don't mind booking known liars on their airwaves so long as it brings them big ratings. We'll also talk about State Superintendent of Schools Jill Underley firing back at the critics of DEI, that's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, as part of her annual State of Education speech. And we'll talk to Dan Schumacher about sports. We'll get the forecast from weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Vucicki. And along the way, if you have comments on any of these stories or more, you can reach us at 844-967-2789. You can text that as well. Or you can call or text us through the Civic Media app. Download that, listen to any one of our stations there, and then call or text the show using that app as well. Or just send us a note by email. Email us at radio@upnorthnewswi.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook, you can put a comment on the page or on the Up North News Facebook page, Civic Media Facebook page, a couple of others. You put a comment there, we may see it and put it up on screen as well. Let's go down to Madison now, where it turns out that Sam Davison has the same bit of, fatigue that I have. I stayed up well past my bedtime because Kathleen Madigan was doing a performance at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire last night, one of my very favorite comedians, and she did not disappoint. Sam, you want to top that? You said you were up late, too.
I was up late, but I don't have near the same level of an excuse. I was just up late watching a YouTube series on steam engines. It happens to the best of us.
I'm just going to let that sit for just a minute. Why?
Well, I don't know. Steam engines are just cool. Like, have you ever just like seen an old train and like been, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat right there.
Yep. But at no point did it occur to me that I want to go to IKEA and get the parts for one and try to build it. But is that something you might find curious?
Well, I've never actually been to an IKEA, but if they sold steam engines, then I might have to investigate that.
You are missing an experience, my friend. You're going to have to give that a go at some point here. So there was no like special project. I mean, were you just going down the rabbit hole and
pretty
came
much, yeah.
Okay. Well, that I'm familiar with. I've been down the YouTube rabbit hole many a time, and now TikTok finally has me swallowed in because the algorithm kind of figures out what I like to see now. And so, yeah, there's just way too much time.
It sucks going you in, yeah.
It does. But on the other hand, that's kind of replaced our regular TV because there's just so much, forgive the word in the early morning here, crap that's on TV in so many instances. So why wouldn't you want an algorithm to send you videos that you actually are interested in, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
I guess, yeah. Hey, it's a pleasant morning out there up here on Lake Wissota. It is 60 degrees. Madison is at 65.